Hello again, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano, and we have Brittany and Beth with us today from Dream Riders in Crystal Lake. Ladies, welcome to Around Town.
Thank you.
Can you tell us about Dream Riders, how it got started, a little bit of background on Dream Riders?
Yes.
Dream Riders is a 501c3 nonprofit equine-assisted therapy facility. We provide physical, occupational, and speech therapy services for kids using horses as one of our tools for therapy.
Yes. So back in 2003, we acquired 17 acres of land by a group of entrepreneurs. They were looking for non-traditional therapies for a child that was in their family that had special needs. So they came across horse therapy, and they were very intrigued by it. So they bought this land, and our program started ever since then on the property in Crystal Lake. So we have 10 horses now. We have roughly 170 patients that we see weekly. We have 10 therapists, that's including 4 physical therapists, 3 occupational therapists, and 3 speech therapists. We have an arena that we built that is about 19,000 square feet that we use, that's used year-round.
It's heated as well.
Yes, it's heated.
That's pretty good size.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we can do multiple therapy sessions at one time, so that's how we're able to see as many patients as we do. And we're growing, which is amazing. we just had a new therapy center built in October. So our therapists have more room. It's more state-of-the-art equipment that they can use so that they can help more children. And so... we're doing real good right now.
So how do the patients come to you?
They find us a number of different ways. A lot of it is word of mouth or Google search, hippotherapy, which is what we do with the horses, is becoming more popular, and parents are doing a lot more research online. So when they search hippotherapy programs in the area near them, usually Dream Riders pops up and they'll call us.
Can you tell the listeners what that therapy is, how that works?
Yeah,
absolutely. The horse's movement is very unique and very special. So we utilize that movement in our therapy sessions. Typically, most of our patients go on the horse for 30 minutes first, and then they get either physical, occupational, or speech therapy in the second half an hour. So the therapist is with them for the full hour. The first half of the session is on the horse. So the horse's movement mimics the human gait pattern. You get that three-dimensional movement, forward and back, side to side, and rotation. So if you think about that movement, it's times two on four legs, flipped 90 degrees from a human. So that movement gets inputted into a child's muscles and bones and joints as if they're moving that way, so it helps them learn to move in a more complicated pattern. So that's one part of it. Another part of it is that the horse's movement helps regulate the sensory system. So it's very rhythmical. It's very, it can either be very calming or excitatory depending on the horse. So when our horses come to us, they go through a lot of training, but we also get on them and we feel their movement and we analyze what their movement is like, and we pair each child with the horse for in that way. So some horses have a lot of lateral movement, and lateral movement is very calming. So we would put, it really helps to regulate that sensory system for a child. So a child can only, but a child learns better if their sensory system is regulated and their nervous system is primed. So we find that movement of the horse, whether it be calming or excitatory. So a horse that has more rotational movement is going to be more excitatory. A horse that has more lateral movement is going to be more calming. So when we pair the horse with the child, the right movement with the child and what their needs are, their sensory system becomes regulated and their nervous system's primed, so that in the second half an hour when we're teaching them skills in physical, occupational, or speech therapy, we find that they learn these skills faster and retain them better by using the horse as a tool in our therapy.
That's amazing. How did you find that out, that that works that way? I mean, that's really amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's this program was started 20 years ago. I learned it all from another physical therapist that started this program. But there's a lot of research about horses, and you mentioned even how they're used with veterans, how they're used. They were used in during the war for wounded soldiers. They were thrown over horses to help them heal. Horses there's also a little bit of magic to it as well. Horses are very healing and calming. As once children get past their initial fear of the horses, they also develop a bond with the horse like any other animal, but a very special large animal, which I think is that magic that is kind of added into our sessions as well.
Once that child is working with that horse, mm-hmm. over what period of time do they continue before you say, okay, they have to move on to another area, or you're finished with, or do they just stay there forever, or how does that work?
Like, do we see kids forever? It just completely depends on the child and what their needs are. Some of our kids come to us and they just need therapy for a few months. They might be, we see children of with so many different diagnoses, different neurodiversity, different things that kids go through, completely depends on what their needs are. We definitely see kids that may need therapy throughout their childhood. Whatever their diagnosis is might affect them as they grow and their needs might change. But we also see kids that we see for short periods of time and we discharge them as well. It just really depends on what their needs are. We have all of our therapists have goals for their children, and if they Sure. meet their goals and we find that they're learning and growing on their own, I think in general, like, a lot of what we do is helping kids learn that are either neurodiverse or they have a diagnosis, or we're helping them learn their motor skills, whether they be gross motor skills, fine motor skills, or speech, and helping them be able to adapt to whatever they have going on and teach them those skills so that they can be successful in life throughout their childhood and adulthood, for that matter.
A helping hand along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Absolutely.
So you have to determine all that. I noticed a footnote here about horseshoes when you make a donation. You want me to tell me about how that works?
Sure. We can talk about donations and fundraisers all day, right?
I knew that was coming.
So we have what we call a horseshoe wall. So they're just these really cute horseshoes that we get creative with. But anyone who makes a donation, they get put onto our horseshoe wall. So, and it's displayed in the therapy center in front of all of where everyone can walk in and see and what they donated for. What they donated towards. So there's a number of different things.
Is that any amount or a certain amount?
Any amount, yeah, any amount. Even items, like we have items on our website that we are in constant need of. So anyone who donates, like a box of tissues or, something as, little as that, they can get a horseshoe.
So there's a perfect lead-in, so we should give that website to the folks that are listening.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that website is www.dreamriderstlc.com.
Let's do that one more time, Brittany, just to be sure.
www.dreamriderstlc.com.
So can we tell the folks some of the diagnoses that you treat? I mean, there's a lot of, I'm looking at this list over here, there's just a ton of them that you're treating.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, we treat kids with, I don't want to even say there's a limitation on diagnosis at all. We've seen, it doesn't necessarily matter what their diagnosis is, but we absolutely see kids with Down syndrome, autism, cerebral palsy, sensory processing disorder. I don't even have the same list that you have in front of you right now.
There's several here. There's a whole ton of them. It's amazing to see.
Yeah, we have a list on our website, but it's definitely not limited to any sort of diagnosis. Any child that has needs, that has any issues with development in any manner, we can definitely help.
Mm-hmm. And we don't like to say no.
Right. And what are some of the needs that you're looking for your organization?
We have a number of needs. So volunteers is one. We have a lot of amazing, dedicated, loyal volunteers that we have currently, but we're always looking for more because they help in a number of different ways because they have connections to the community, other people who might be able to help us with stuff. So they help us with the farm tours, they help with the therapy sessions sometimes. Mm-hmm. It just really depends on what they're comfortable with. Mm-hmm. Some of them help us with their fundraising, who have fundraising backgrounds, which is very helpful because with us being a 501c3, fundraising is a top priority for us. And being such a small organization, we wear many hats. So, I'm not just the administrative manager. I help organize all like the fundraising, and Beth is not just the clinical director. She helps with a lot of the fundraising and stuff too. So we all wear many hats there. So volunteers is a big thing.
We also have volunteers that come weekly, and then we have volunteers that just help us with our events as well. So
yeah.
And I'm sure you have high school students too that come to help out, as well as seniors and things like that.
Absolutely. Yep. Yes.
Yeah, we have a wide range, and then we're also looking for arena staff. If anyone's ever interested in a position, they can reach out to us.
Absolutely.
And then we're also always looking for horses. Like I mentioned, we have 10 horses right now, but
we also have 10 therapists. So.
Yeah.
Wow.
We need many more than 10 horses to continue to do what we do. We see like 170 kids a week right now.
So. And that's only going to be growing.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of a budget do you need to support all that? That's an awful lot.
It is. Right now, it roughly costs our facility a little over $1 million a year to operate. So we have a very generous president who helps with everything, and that goes back to like the entrepreneurs who started this. They are very, very generous. They want to do the best that they can, and they help us in every way that they can think of. So they are the ones that are pretty much holding us the glue together while we try to stand on our own feet.
Yeah, they've helped fund our program over the last 20 years.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That really is. Mm-hmm. Tell us about your fundraisers that you've got going on, or that you will have going on.
Yeah, this year, very exciting. We have coming up Memorial Day weekend on Sunday, May 26th. We are going to be having our 5K, and that's going to start at 9 a.m., the race begins. The funds for this are going to be put into a fund for families of lower income who their insurance doesn't really cover their services that they need, or they've been denied the services, but the children need the therapy that we are offering them. So this is a way to help them get the therapy that they need. By generating the funds for them. So
that's a good question. Will the insurance cover some of these children when they come to Dream Riders?
A majority of them do, yes. We accept some commercial insurances. It just really depends on their plan and if we're in network. Medicaid we do accept as well, but that's where we're running into the issues of getting therapy services covered. Because they have a lot of loopholes and authorizations that you need to get, and there's a lot of work that goes into that. And so those are the families that we're trying to raise funds for right now.
And it's part of our mission to continue to be able to provide services for mm-hmm. families that can't go anywhere else or can't get services other places. So it's definitely a goal of ours to continue mm-hmm. to raise funds and raise money so that we can continue to provide services even if their insurance isn't going to pay for it.
It's got to be heartwarming to have your child go to Dream Riders, that's a special needs child, and see the work that you're doing. Mm-hmm. That really has to warm their hearts, I'm sure.
We hope so. We love our families. We love our kids, and We've been in their lives for a very long time for some, and they've become family. You know, they do a lot for us, and they recognize that, so it's pretty awesome.
Well, Brittany, you told me about one fundraiser, May 26th, but there has to be more that you've got coming up that you're going to be doing.
Yes. Our biggest fundraiser that we have is Fun on the Farm, which is September 28th. That's from 11 to 3, and that's on the property. There is so much to do. We have games for the kids. We have horse rides, pumpkins, face painting. There's food. We might even have some live music this year for everyone to enjoy. But yeah, all those funds from that fundraiser will be for our horses, because they do need a lot of work throughout the year. They get a lot of
hay too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's very pricey. It can be. So all of those funds go towards taking care of our horses' expenses throughout the year. So
it's much of that money that goes for a good cause. Mm-hmm. You know, that's really great. The and when you're raising this money for these different organizations, I mean, through these different programs that you're having over here, does it generate enough for you, or do you have to have more than two a year? Do you have to have like four or five a year to get going besides your grants?
For 501c3, we need to have at least three fundraisers. That's, I guess, the rules that come with it. So our president, he organizes a separate golf outing fundraiser that's kind of for more of his people. But all of those funds gets generated for Dream Riders. So the 5K, Fun on the Farm, are the two that we do on the property so that people in the community can come see us and see who we are, kind of learn about what we can offer them and what we're looking for. So,
well, you have 10 horses now. Do you have capacity for more than 10?
Yes, we do.
Yes. Yep.
And what would be the number you're looking for, Beth?
I think we could at least have two or three more right now, as far as how many stalls we have. But we do have a large property, and we're hoping to eventually utilize the entire property as much as we possibly can. That's the goal. I mean, the goal is to eventually be sustainable at some point, so we do enough fundraisers, enough grants, enough generate enough revenue so that we can be sustainable for many, many years to come, and utilizing the property to the fullest capacity. So that's why they built this clinic for us, because now we can see a lot more kids. We can utilize the property. We have the space. We have the, you know, if we can have enough horses, enough arena staff, and, you know, to continue to provide more services so that we can be sustainable in the future.
I know Brittany mentioned arena staff. What jobs would they be performing?
Arena staff do all of our horse care. So they bring in the horses, they groom the horses, they feed the horses. And they are a huge part of each of our therapy sessions. Our therapy sessions require three people and a horse, so a leader, a therapist, and a sidewalker, and a horse. So, I mean, that's why the cost of running a therapy session will always be way more than we could ever recoup from billing insurance. So, I mean, that's why we're a non-for-profit organization and continuing to need to raise funds to do what we do. But the arena staff lead the horses. They sidewalk with the therapists, as well as volunteers do.
When you have these people, you know, help you out and work with you, do they have to be covered by insurance, the volunteers?
We have huge insurance policies. Yes.
Yes.
I would think so.
For all of our staff and volunteers, and anybody that's on the property has to sign a waiver.
Working with a 1,000-pound animal.
Yes, we have huge, huge insurance policies. Yes.
Yeah, because, you know, the a volunteer can get hurt, too.
Absolutely,
But
yes.
If you did want to volunteer, I know you have a website.
Yep.
But is there also a number they can call if they want to, speak to somebody and ask questions? Is there a phone number?
Absolutely. Yeah, the phone number would be 815-788-1020. And we can answer any direct questions. And then if anyone was interested in actually following through with it, they can go to our website, which is, again, www.dreamriderstlc.com, and they can fill out a volunteer application.
So when they call in, do they get you, Brittany, or do they get somebody else? Or
They will either get me or one of the other three office admin staff.
Well, let me give the folks that telephone number one more time. Mm-hmm.
815-788-1020.
And when the parents come in, I'm sure that as they see the work you're doing with their child, that's got to be just very, very heartwarming. Bring a tear to your eye, I'm sure.
We've yes. definitely cried with some of our families, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's got to be most difficult because...
And it's really special for us, too, as a therapist, to be able to be a part of growth and milestones and, you know, our children achieving their goals with families, and it's a celebration every time something great happens. So.
Yeah, when you have a special needs child, it's very hard. I mean, that in itself is hard, let alone with where the world is today and what's going on. But
sure.
But to do the work that you're doing is really pretty awesome, though, working with these kids.
Thank you.
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
We want to thank you, ladies, for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
Well, and we've been talking to the folks from Dream Riders. We want to thank them for being here for sharing their stories with us, and you've been listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio station. For more information, go to huntleyradio.com and look up the shows, and you'll see Around Town, and they'll give you more information. Till next time, folks, have a great day, and thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.